Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we are getting into the spooky spirit. We discuss our upcoming Halloween costume ideas. We review the new Kim Petras Halloween album. We dissect the Lizzo versus Iggy drama. And we speculate what Gaga really means when she tweeted that her new album is going to be called Adele. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcast, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Hello, Corey.
Hello, Tyler.
Hi. Hello,
hello. Hi.
I thought we were going to sing it in together, like, hello, and you were going to, like,
hello.
You were going to meet me wherever I was. Whatever
in the middle.
Whatever octave I chose.
Do you know how many notes are in one octave?
Okay, so when I was in middle school, in our music class, the teacher had all the scale taped out on the floor with masking tape.
Okay.
And she would be like, A, and then you would have to get there. Whoever was last got eliminated.
Oh, we used to do that. That stressed me out.
And she'd be like, G, I don't know. Like, I remember that the ones between the lines spell face, but I don't remember what the lines themselves spell.
Sure.
Neither and she would, that it was that bitch with the singing tennis ball that I know I've told you about.
Oh yeah.
She'd be all she'd be all and then you'd run and like she'd be like, bitch, you're out.
I think face is a thing for sure, but also every good boy deserves fudge is a thing.
That sounds really familiar. That sounds every good. That's like my very eager mother just ordered us 9 pizzas.
What about psycho? How do you spell psycho?
Please say you'll call home. Okay. I think
great.
I think wonderful. That's what it was. Yeah. Please say you'll call home. Please say you'll call homos.
Okay.
Okay.
Corey, happy October.
Well, it's here it is. Spooktober.
I guess
YouTube
yesterday.
Calendar ready to go?
You know me. I got some spooky content coming your way. Spooktober officially.
Maybe it is.
I don't know.
Is it like Pennywise, but you do pimple popping videos? A Pennywise mukbang?
Just stay tuned. I don't know what the fuck. I honestly, we haven't filmed anything yet, so who knows what the videos are.
What are the kids doing on YouTube now?
Oh my God. Running amok bang.
Slime.
I don't know what the kids are doing, but I know I'm going to do, you know, I do, every year I do a video that's like four Halloween costumes are.
Yeah. How is it that time of year again?
I know.
I feel like you were just Ariana Grande 2 weeks ago.
I know the time has truly flown, but it has become one of my favorite traditions because throughout the year I keep track of like things that are happening or things that are like weird obscure references throughout the year, and it's not just for Halloween costumes now. It's like it's been nice to see like the evolution of memes throughout the year. So going through those and picking what my Halloween costumes are going to be for this year, I've got some good ones coming.
Do you just have a note on your phone that's like. Potential,
it's a shared, yeah.
Potential shared Halloween outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever watch Midsommar?
No, I didn't, but we were still on the list.
We were talking at my office for work about doing a Midsummer group costume, but I said,
oh my God, that's great.
But I said, I'm being the May Queen. Do you even like know what the image is? It's literally like the actress with like a chicken wire thing all the way around her body, and it's like you can only see her head, and it's just covered in flowers, like a like kind of like a volcano built down, but all understood. Flowers, and then she's just got like all this flower crown on. Very you in like 2014.
Sure.
Well, but to the next level.
So are you going to do it as a group costume?
Well, I googled white peasant dress with flower embroidery, and really one came up that was affordable, and I thought I should get that.
Do you like being a part of a group costume or a couple's costume, or are you more of like an independent girl?
Well, like, another Halloween alone, so I don't know who's going to be my couple costume.
I get that. Well, you can be a couple's costume with a friend.
You know, you know what I'm going to be for Halloween?
What?
I'm going to be me. Are you having a party?
I actually am thinking about having a party. Are you going to come?
Yeah, I'm going to come and I'm being this.
No! How did I know that's what you were going to be? Do you want to explain to the people what you just did?
I pulled out my 2019 glasses from 2019 New Year's. You know the ones, like the O's or the I's. Everybody really loved it the last time Tyler had a party. And I thought, if anything should come back for Halloween, it's New Year's Eve 2019 Corey.
No, it's not New Year's Eve 2019 Corey. So the premise of what had happened was in 2018 for New Year's, I had a party and Corey wore the glasses that are like 2018 over your face.
Listen,
and
those glasses throughout the night, my moment.
Throughout the night, he would not have the glasses and be like, has anybody seen that guy who's at the party who's wearing those 2018 glasses? He seems really cool. And then later he'd come into the room with the glasses on and be like, hey guys, it's me, a new friend for all of you. And so it became this running skit. And then in 2019, a new person came that Corey kept referencing as, oh my God, did you guys see that new cool guy that showed up tonight with 2019 glasses? So wow. I actually think it would be great if you came to the Halloween party and you kept switching between the 2018 and the 2019 guy, and you manufactured drama between the two, and you talked shit about the other one to us and gossiped about the other one to us.
Well, listen, I mean, I am a method actor, but I don't have the 2018 version of the goggles. I only saved the 2019 ones. I mean, it's like when that losing team loses the Super Bowl and then they like send all the merch that says like Lions 2020 Super Bowl, and then they just like send it to like a developing country where they get free clothes.
Do they do that?
Yes. Oh, you've never heard God. That?
Well, you know what? That's a good use for
at the Super Bowl, like when the two big teams are up,
understand.
Yeah, they make all the merch just for whoever wins so that people can buy it when they're fucking walking out of the stadium and they can go to Walmart the next day and get it. But then they're like, someone's gotta send like I don't know who lost the last Super Bowl.
Well, maybe you get like a 2,199 glasses
from the future, and you be a
party guest from the future too. Maybe you have like five different characters that you cycle through.
Do you know?
And you're like, maybe it's a robot, and you're like, what, "Happy Halloween, Earthlings."
I remember what I wore to the New Year's Eve party. So I could actually literally just wear that same outfit with the 2019 goggles and just come.
I love it. It's a little niche, but
I mean, your friends that are gonna love it are gonna love it, and your friends that are gonna hate it are gonna hate it.
Well, that seems like everyone's opinion on you, so it'll be just another party at my house. Yeah, I'm thinking about having a party. We'll see. I feel like everyone's like asking what's going on for Halloween, so I need to. I like to host, so maybe I'll make a little party.
She hosts.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night, Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
What else is going on in your world?
Well, speaking of Halloween, we need to talk about the Halloween album of all Halloween albums.
Kim, let's go. Kim. Let's dish.
I mean, okay, so
if you're following me on Twitter, you'll have already seen subtle, slight dish, but I'm ready to dish.
Oh, you've already
again.
Kind of already dove
went,
in.
I've already went off.
I just opened Spotify, and you know how on the side you can see what everyone of your friends is listening to?
And every homosexual is listening to it right now.
Every gay that's on my friend activity list is listening to Kim Petras, Turn Off the Light, full album. So, okay, so a little bit of context. Last year, Kim Petras, Spooky Queen, she released a mini EP for Halloween, and I would say she's one of the first to ever put out like serious Halloween music, not like rattling chains and ghouls gobbling.
You
and,
love
and,
a rattling chain, though. You love a Spooky Sounds album.
I really do. You know me. I've done Spooky Sounds ASMR with Miss Mamrie Hart, so it was something that I truly love. But the EP I was obsessed with last year, and I listened to it all year long. Four songs on that EP?
I think there were like 8.
Oh, you're right, 8. I guess we can start there, because then we'll get to the new stuff.
Yeah.
What did you love of the old stuff?
Oh my God, did we ever talk about it last year?
I don't think we ever did like a... I honestly could do a Kim Petras Queens edition. She has that much of a discography that I love, that the next time she puts out a full body of work, we're ready to do a Kim Petras Queens.
Yeah, it's funny. The funny thing is, since the new album came out, I've only been listening to the first half, and I haven't gone through to re-listen to the old stuff. Because I just loved it all. I remember last October, I felt like it was the only thing I listened to on repeat.
Well, what I'm seeing is on the new album that she just released this year, it does miss a couple of the songs from last year, like Boo Bitch. Oh, wait, no, it's right there.
I was like,
maybe all of it like, is on the new one.
Yeah, I see it. It's all under the same thing. I mean, I love Close Your Eyes off the first one. I think I love Boo Bitch too. It's just all so good. I really wasn't prepared to talk about the second half of this album as much as I was prepared to talk about the first.
It's almost like, you know, when an album has like 5 singles that come out before the album even comes out, and then you listen to the full album and you want to appreciate it as a body of work, but when you're listing your favorites when the album comes out, you don't even think of the songs you've been hearing for a month already. That's right. Kind of where I'm at with Turn Off the Light, the full album coming out this year, because it's like 8 of the songs I already have listened to probably 100 times each. So I honestly have listened to this album full year round, more than I listen to Christmas music.
Really?
Truly.
Wow.
I love Tell Me It's a Nightmare. I love I Don't Want to Die. Turn Off the Light. I mean, even all the songs that are just kind of like instrumental spooky sounds.
Yeah.
I love.
Yeah. No, off the new album, my gut reaction, I really have decided that when I hear a new album, my gut reaction to my favorite song off that album always remains the same. Like, I'm not one of those people who like listens to it four times and then it changes. I listen to it once through and my ears know, like, that's my bop.
Well, what was the one?
Wrong Turn, baby.
Yes, it's very good.
I was like, it just came on and I was like, this is where I want to be. This is what I'm going to listen to. And I actually stopped like letting it progress. And I just listened to that on repeat like five times. And then I went to continue.
I think my favorite is Demons.
Really?
I really love. I think that one is the one that most reminds me of the original EP of like the first eight songs that I think it could be a part of that lineup too.
Yeah.
But so many of them I added to my playlist, like There Will Be Blood, Bloody Valentine, Wrong Turn. I think Wrong Turn is definitely up there in my top two or three. Death by Sex, I guess, I want to have relations to. I want to put on this whole album and really go to town
and get
with
freaky.
Why not?
Is this like, you're already admitting this is all we're going to listen to at your Halloween party?
Absolutely. What else would I play?
Just on loop.
This and Rihanna, Disturbia. What else? Bad Romance. Halloween?
Monster Mash? Thriller?
No. No.
You can't. What do you mean, no?
I guess Thriller, sure.
Let me see. What else do I have?
I have some other spooky songs. I'm sure we can crowdsource a Halloween.
Dance in the Dark by Gaga. Yeah. Monster by Rihanna and Eminem.
Monster by Gaga.
Haunted by Beyonce. Cannibal by Kesha. I'm in Love with a Monster by Fifth Harmony, a deep cut.
Sure.
Pentatonix has a Ghostbusters. Teeth by Gaga. Toxic by Britney Spears. Heads Will Roll. Devilish by Alex Newell.
Sweet. This is a good playlist. Is this a public playlist on your Spotify?
Yeah.
You should. What I would like you to do is update it with all the new Kim Petras stuff.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, go follow it and subscribe to it, because if you're hosting Halloween party, this is going to be the soundtrack to my Halloween party.
Bitch, yeah, actually, I think this has 33 songs on it before I've even added the second.
Remember when I tried to make a wedding reception playlist and it was like 20 hours long? And I'm like, well, I've only just started with Pop Queens. What am I to do?
Is that wedding playlist, was it for like the dancing portion of your reception or just like...
Yeah, when everyone starts taking drugs, you know. when I say I do, that's when everyone pops a pill. Thank you.
Yeah, I think what I was gonna say is I think the wedding playlist that's running in my head is more so for like a musical dinner moment, like nice like dinner music that you can listen to, like Jason Mraz.
Like There Will Be Blood by Kim Petras.
Like Jason Mraz. Like, I mean, I'm not going to read my wedding playlist off of my Spotify, but
sure.
Because that's embarrassing considering how forever alone I am.
Okay.
But I also think it's private. So,
in general, thoughts on the Halloween album? Is it tacky or is it,
I think it's like good for someone to really tap into an untapped market.
I mean, she's kind of becoming the Mariah Carey of Halloween. Yeah, where every Christmas,
you start to see a
spike in Mariah Carey plays. I think Kim Petras is cornering the market. And I think it's really, I mean, obviously, outside of it being like fun and something that gays love, because Halloween is like, I saw somebody tweet, Halloween is gay pride's tether.
Okay, yes.
Like in the movie Us.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's kind of like, we still claim it as a gay holiday, but it's like the inverse of like happy-go-lucky rainbows and butterflies and kisses and hugs. It's like gay people being slutty and demons and fucking and, you know.
Well.
But still our holiday. I guess that could be described as Pride or Halloween.
Yeah, I mean, and some people think all that stuff about gay people just in general.
So there you go. Our yin and our yang.
Yes.
I would love to do a video with Kim. I'm putting it out into the universe. I want to make a video with Kim Petras, like a spooky video.
I mean, yeah, ask for it and they shall receive.
Stay tuned. Maybe on youtube.com/Tyler Oakley this month.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I was listening to podcasts about how to hone your psychic abilities, because I thought that's what I want to get up to as we close out the fourth quarter of 2019.
And you want to learn to hone your psychic abilities?
Yes, I do. I mean, I've always been told as like a Pisces that I'm just, us water signs just really have that third eye, have a little intuition moment.
So in what ways are you going to be exploring this?
Well, I can't just tell you all the secrets.
Come on.
No, I mean, what I was going to say is I've listened to a couple podcasts and I haven't really found one that I like. But if any of you know of any good like psychic podcasts, like hit a sister up, because I want to check it out. But I was going to say, I was listening to this psychic podcast yesterday. It was like an hour long. And these girls were just telling their experiences of like their psychic abilities and how they think they hone them. And it's a lot of like positive thinking and the secret and that sort of thing. And I listened to an hour of this podcast while I was commuting to work. And at the very end of the podcast, one of them dropped the R word. And I thought,
no.
I thought, really? That's a choice to put after I've listened to your show for an hour.
You should have given it a bad rating, and you should leave a comment on iTunes or something that they used the R word. I really would.
I haven't dove in to see if they like have any other episodes than just the one that I listened to. I literally was like, I just was in a music drought because it was before the Kim Petras album had came out, and I thought I just need to listen to something, and yeah, that's where I was.
I feel like this year, and not to leave your subject, but I'm talking about music drought. This year, I feel like I have listened to more music than I've ever listened to any previous year. And I know this because so every year I have like jams of whatever year it is by Tyler Oakley on Spotify, like a little playlist so that I can go back to any year and just shuffle and be like, oh, remember 2014? And I'm looking at...
Do you change yours by year?
Well, yeah. Well, what I used to have is just jams. And then it was so long that I could never push shuffle and have it be like
current
stuff that I actually wanted to hear currently. And so I ended up separating it each by year. And what I do now is I have a jams by 2014, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. And I have current jams. So like jams by Tyler Oakley is just the latest month of songs that I've loved from New Music Friday.
Yeah.
So every Friday that I add like 15 new songs, I take out the month-old songs, and I put it in 2019. And typically, these playlists are like 150 songs, 100 songs, 70 songs, 70 songs, 100 songs. 2019 is already...
Oh, she loves music.
500 songs.
What?
But I have never listened to New Music Friday before, and so like I feel like I'm discovering much.
You've never
listened? It used to just be like songs that you would send me, and that's what I would... Now it's like I'm feeling
baffled
like so
that
much.
You don't listen to New Music Friday. Oh my God, you were so behind.
Well, this year I do. But I feel like what I need is a New Music Friday that like weeds out a lot of what
trash
I know I don't want to hear.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's nice because when I go to therapy on Friday mornings before work, it's a longer commute than my normal work commute. So I get on and I like start my morning and I start going through the list. And what I do is since I open it on my phone, I just like cue all the artists that I know or names that I recognize or people who have songs that I've liked in the past. And I go through and like cue up 30 of those. And then I get to listen to it on my bus ride. And then I go to therapy and then I get to listen to it on my ride to work. And yeah, by the time I get to work, it's like I've exhausted New Music Friday and have already picked out my favorites and then like moved them to my playlists accordingly.
Right. I think between music festivals becoming more a part of our lives and New Music Friday, I feel like I'm finding so many new artists that I love. And I was gonna say we should like go through and say some of the artists that we love recently that you've recently discovered that you think people should be getting into.
Oh my God.
Maybe not the like pop, maybe not the pop queens that everyone knows and loves, but the people that you're like, oh fuck, I've really been adding all of their releases to my playlist. That you, I guess I am a fan.
That I could.
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
No, I mean I could probably do that. But what I was gonna direct people to. Is I have a playlist on Spotify. If you're interested in those like lesser known queens or names or people, it's a lot of like indie artists. But I have a playlist called Summer. It's just, I don't know why I named it Summer because it just covers a lot of music. But it's a lot of how do I sort this? It's a lot of like indie flowy synth pop. Like summer, you just like lay on a boat and can push shuffle, and it's got like 300 songs, and I just
exactly
really
what I want to hear.
Yeah, but it is a lot of like lesser known names. It does have a couple of songs that you'll recognize, like you'll see the name like Betty Who or Tuvlo or Arizona Muna, people like that. But it isn't it doesn't have a whole lot of like Katy Perry's or Lady Gaga or Rihanna, Beyonce.
Yeah, like the radio top 40 moments. Yeah. Like I when I went and separated all my playlists by year, I went through and took out all the songs that I felt like were like, oh my God, if I hear that song one more time. Because at the time when I added it, it was like, oh, it's brand new, I love it. And then it became a song that was like overplayed. So
yeah. Yeah,
who are some song or who are some artists that you think people should check out?
So what I've had to do is I think I'm running into the problem that you are, that this playlist has just become so comprehensive now that now I have to log in and scroll to the bottom and look at like just the songs I added in the last year. Oh my gosh, you're putting me so on the spot.
I'll talk about a couple that I love.
Go.
Currently I'm loving, do you listen to any Half Alive?
No. Who is
this? Oh my God. I don't know. I don't really know anything about them, but like every time I see them in New Music Friday, it's been my favorite song of that week's releases. And I feel like they've released maybe three or four songs now. And I'm like, holy shit, every single song I'm obsessed with. I can't wait to listen to more. So Half Alive, I really love.
See, I'm also so nervous to just slaughter somebody's name.
Oh, I know. That's how I am. Yeba, I'm loving. But I think I was behind with Yeba because she has a bunch of stuff that's been on Spotify and I think I just had never known. She's just got an incredible voice. She's got a song with Mark Ronson that I love, a song with Ed Sheeran that I love. We may have talked about her before, but I've been really digging her. Of course, I love the Post Malone album. Though, when we were at Life is Beautiful in Vegas, the music festival, we went to Post Malone for 1 second and I was like,
over
this
it.
It was who I was looking forward to most, and then we got there, and I'm like, okay, this is so not the vibe. I need to go dance. So
yeah, I hear that. No, yeah, I'm just like scrolling this summer list that I have, and I'm just looking for anything that's like reoccurring names. A lot of Scavenger Hunt, Foxes. Oh gosh, I really do love Arizona. I feel like I talk about them all the time.
Yeah, I love
Muna, Joan. It's got a lot
Fletcher.
Of
the Fletcher. Fletcher is EP on is there so good.
Now. Lani, is it Lany? Mm-hmm. I discovered this girl. When was that? Was that this year? I don't know. You know, I love Maggie Rogers. It's a lot of like Leon, Bournes, Bleachers. It's just very indie synth. I'm just here for a synth moment.
Big Wild, one of our faves.
Yeah, Tove Strike, Bulo is. Someone I've been listening to a lot. Great.
Who is some recommendations?
Who's the one I saw? Okay, no, and I'm going to tell you because I went to Barry's today, and when I was walking, one of the songs shuffled on, and this list is just like I said, it's so long at this point. Sometimes I'm like, when did I add that? Oh yeah, this is a new song called Waterfall by Petite Biscuit, and
oh, I love it. I love it. And, Petite Biscuit, I love.
Yeah, and Panama. And I thought, I've never heard this song, but I added it to this playlist on September 30th, and I was very into it today.
You know what? There's two music dramas that I wanted to bring up. Number one, Gaga tweeting that she's naming her next album Adele. Is it like, what is she on?
I know. Is that real? Was she like stoned? Was she like,
I don't know. I don't know.
Somebody did a screenshot on their Insta story of like her I assumed it was four consecutive tweets, but I thought that is.
They're all a little bit on one.
I thought that is me when the bean hits.
Oh, girl. Yeah, she's. But I saw a fan theory that was, what if she's not just joking?
It happened Adele the same covers.
No. It happened the same day that people were. There was a rumor going around that Adele was doing a collab with Beyonce, and it was going to be with. Maybe like with Coldplay, or it was on somebody's album. I don't know what it was. And then it was like, it was just a rumor. I don't know what the conclusion of all that was. So maybe Gaga was just joking about like all these rumors happening about Adele. I don't know. But then I saw a fan theory that was, what if Gaga wasn't lying that the next album she puts out is Adele, because Adele's next album is self-titled and she executive produces it.
See, that's some sort of wicked web you've woven.
Well, you know what? When your faves are up to nothing publicly, you really got to dig deep to do something and talk about something.
You're all... who's that with the magnifying glass? Janet Jackson? Mm-hmm. I think it's LaToya Jackson.
I think it is.
No, wait, I saw that. But yeah, I'm like, I was going to clarify. I said when the bean hits, that's just what we call edibles because...
I thought people knew that.
I don't know. I know. I find myself frequently saying it around people and they look at me like I'm a crazy person. And the funny thing is those edibles that we were taking were blueberries. They weren't even beans. Which...
I know. We always say bean though.
Which I just heard Chelsea Handler say she enjoys on the new Lily Singh show. So there's my full circle moment.
Wait, what? Oh, she enjoys the bean.
Chelsea Handler was on Lily Singh's talk show and said that she gave Lily Singh one of those blueberries to try to have Lily like enjoy an edible.
And did Lily do it?
I was only like half listening because I was working from home while I was listening, but she was saying she doesn't really love weed, and the two times that Lily's had weed, it's like really put her on one.com. And Chelsea was all, oh girl.
Oh, girl. You know what I always love is Chelsea's roundtable where they do edibles with dinner. And Fortune is like so beyond stoned that she's like, she knows that it's she's over the top and over the edge. And she's like looking at the cameras like, are y'all not as stoned as I am? That's my worst nightmare.
Have you watched Bong Appetit? It's like a show where it's a show where they do all like weed infused food and like dinner. They host dinner parties and they have like these famous chefs come in and they'll cook meals and they'll incorporate, it's like a 3-course fancy dinner, and they'll incorporate weed into whether it's like a broth or like a dessert or something, and then the people get hella fucked up stoned. And I'm like,
no, I need to watch
I'm
that.
Like, somebody invite me to that dinner party.
I would love that.
I'd be good television.
The last piece of drama that I wanted to bring up, just because I thought it was ridiculous.
Spill.
So you know how Lizzo has the number one album, or number one song for what, the fifth week in a row now?
Yeah.
She is coming up on the record for longest number one held by a rap song, maybe a rap woman.
Well, she surpassed it as female.
Okay. And so the longest number one is, I think it's 8 weeks, Iggy Azalea, Charlie XCX, Fancy.
So what they were saying was, I read that stat. They said that Lizzo has it for the longest as an individual artist. They were separating it from Iggy because Charlie's on that track with her.
Got it.
So, but if she does pass Iggy at 8 weeks, then she'll just own it outright. But right now they are able to be like solo female rapper. She already holds the record.
Gotcha. But according to this article, it's longest reign at number one for a female rap song.
Yes.
Quote unquote.
Yeah.
Which is held by Fancy. And she said, okay, if we keep this up for 2 more weeks, Truth Hurts could be the longest female rap number one of all time. Can we do it?
Let's do it.
And then she, did you see all the drama around that?
No.
Oh my God.
But I'm here like, yes, I will put my Spotify on repeat and I'll just let it play from my home.
Well.
What?
You've got some competition, because she then followed up the tweet with, Fancy is a bop and my homie Charlie XCX is a genius on it. go stream Charlie XCX's new album.
What's the drama? Oh, because
she did not mention Iggy Azalea.
Okay.
Which it's Iggy Azalea's song. And so then Iggy Azalea tweeted.
Of course Iggy Azalea tweeted. What does she have better to do?
She tweeted, I could have sworn I was the one rapping on that song, but okay.
Oh, God.
And then she
did
it's not even over. She then did a streaming party for Senorita, which is Sean and Camila Cabello's
song. To try to get it to pass, love,
yes!
Truth hurts. Oh my God.
She goes, welcome to the Senorita streaming party. Who's here? And then she changed her Twitter name to Iggy Azalea Stream Senorita.
Are you? Is this real?
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
Yes, 100%. Because Sean and Camila, their song is number two.
Well, they already went number one. I mean, I'm sure it's
but this
still,
is for consecutive.
I know, but what I'm saying is, I just don't know if Senorita's the song to choose. Because I was saying,
you think another song is about to pop up?
Well, I haven't. Let me check what the stats are. But I was gonna say, because Senorita already hit, and while it is still doing well, it's probably just like chilling at number two, and then I think it's probably more likely to fall than it is to go back up. I mean, artists do it where they are number one and then come back to number one. But I think she should really be putting her money on another horse.
Well, I just thought it was hilarious. I loved Shady as Hell, both of them.
That's so...
Because that is shady of Lizzo, but it's also shady of Iggy. But Lizzo did kind of start it.
Why? You're allowed to want yourself to have a record.
No, I know that, but I think it was a little shady to be like,
I
love Fancy. It's a great song. I love Charlie on that one. That's like, you know. I don't know.
I'm just looking at... I pulled up the current Hot 100 Top 10 from 2 days ago. And yeah, I mean, I think Lizzo can probably hold this down for the next few weeks, just looking at like what's there.
Yeah, there's nothing really coming
unless somebody
drops a song.
Unless someone's dropping a song out of the blue, like Rihanna or Beyonce, she might be okay. But yeah, Senorita was already number one, and it is a great song. But I think, yeah, she should put her money on one of the other songs that's rising, not so much maybe on one that's like holding.
This was such a music review episode. Really,
it was like spooky music moments for October.
Sure, yeah. And the spookiest thing of all, Queen's fighting for number one. Yeah.
Do you celebrate Croctober? Where you only cook food in crock pots for the entire month?
I celebrate Croctober where I only wear Crocs during sex.
Croctober. Wait, I know Crockpot has Croctober, but does Crocs have Croctober too? We'll have to call Queen Jackie. She's the only one who'll have this information.
I saw a tweet that was like, only real fans remember where they were when Tyler Oakley posted a Croc brand deal. I was like, that's some tea.
I know where I was.
Just in therapy, probably, through the issue.
In the war room.
Yeah. That's what we call it. Okay, Corey, well, we've reached our time.
Yeah.
It's been real. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me forever alone by myself, probably stoned at home on my couch.
Great. Is that your Instagram?
But don't come over unless I invite you.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And you can find me on the internet. I'm Get Senorita number one Spotify. No, I'm not. I'm Truth Hurts remaining number one on Spotify. Yeah. Or no, maybe I'm what's the song I love from Kim Petras's album?
A Boo Bitch. And really I am at Boo Bitch.
I am at Boo Bitch. Oh, also I wanted to say I love the new Adam Lambert album. Have you listened to that at all?
I think I skimmed it because I saw it on New Music Friday that it came out.
It really did things for me. I loved it. You should give it another listen. Okay,
I cannot believe we talked about her whole album and we did not discuss Massacre sounding like
God, we need to talk about Massacre. You're right.
I mean, anybody who really just like gave up and closed out the podcast because they heard we were signing off and now they're not getting to hear this.
This is the true after credits extra scene.
This is our Marvel moment. Yeah.
Yeah. Massacre. Corey, tell the people what you told me, and now I can't stop hearing it.
So Kim Petras has a new song called Massacre on the album, and she says massacre like this: Messica. And so I said, I was listening to it and I was at work, so I didn't like have the titles of the songs. I was just listening to the album all the way through. And I thought, what the fuck is she saying? And
then Massacre.
Then I opened it and saw that the song was called Massacre. And I thought, wow, wow. But I thought, you know how we call messy Jessica is a Messica.
Yeah, like if that's your name is Jessica and you're a sloppy bitch, you're a Messica.
That's true. Like that's just fact, right? We all do that. I know you and I do it.
Yeah.
But after I tweeted it, I thought maybe that's only a Mia Tyler thing.
You know, I hear when I listen to Massacre, when she says Messica, I hear how Troy and I, when we used to be like, oh, where should we go eat? I would always say, what about some Mexican food? And he would always say Mexican in his Australian accent. And so I hear Messica. And I think Mexican food.
Well,
that's all.
So that's the
cool.
I will say I don't think I will ever listen to that song a second time.
Are you serious? Yeah, I like it.
I can't get past Messica.
I'll bring it up to her when she films with me.
Yeah. Okay.
When it happens.
Let me be on set so I can call her out to her face.
Maybe it's a intervention just for that song.
Yeah. Here's hoping.
Cool.
All right.
Okay, well, Corey.
Now we're really leaving. Goodbye. We love you all.
Bye.